On confusion and doubt is the most deprecated and be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who has definitely received a happiness is in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis, but unfortunately,
we have to get out of here before the police
arrive. What happened?
She's dead.
Died?
Yes. To explain. Give the child to me and help Sanaz. Come on.
What happened? What happened?
What did she do to you?
Nothing.
What did she do to you?
Shut up. Let's get going.
We have to get out of here before they see us. Go upstairs. Let's go. Take her from me. Take the lighter, too. Closer.
hurry up then.
Give me the lighter. Take it from me. Get over there.
Does a young man called Yasha work here?
Yeah, he's over there.
Yasha?
Yeah?
Come closer. You have time for a little chat?
About what?
Your friend Aras.
It must have gone in this room.
This room has been locked up for years.
Don't have the key?
No, the owner has the key. We haven't heard from him in 10 years. He disappeared.
Are there any other rooms?
There's another one on the top floor.
Let's go upstairs. They're not here.
Let's go.
I know where his house is, but I can't tell you where.
We really need his help.
His help?
We want him to get us out of Istanbul.
Well, you better go see the captain at the docks then.
We did. The captain himself sent us to you.
You're not very good at lying. The captain would never send anyone to me. He would call Aras on his cell himself.
What happened then? Did he give you Aras's address in the end?
After I goofed up, he got all suspicious.
What happened?
Let's go out for a second. I've had an idea. Come on. You have to eat every crumb of this sandwich.
I'm hungry, but I can't eat.
You have to force yourself to eat it. If you don't eat it, you'll die. And if you die, this love story will come to an abrupt end. Eat. Turn around and follow him. Pass the bus stop real quick. Pull over. Yes? That's me. Ahmed Yazanpana is with me right now. But where? Yes. Yes. Okay, okay. I got it. Head for Tyson Square, quick.
Where are you going?
Torkan, the girl you saw in the hotel, I think she's dead.
How is she?
She's fallen asleep.
I'll go downstairs and check the place out. If there's no one around, I'll call you, and you can come down.
Okay.
Does your cell phone still work?
I can't call, only answer.
Okay, then be alert. If I don't call, I will come back. I won't leave you.
I know you won't.
Ugh!
Hey, you. Stop right there.
Hey, stop! Come back! Hey, you! Get back here! Hey! Stop him! Someone stop that guy!
Up against the wall! Let
go of me!
Up. Get your hands on your back!
Okay, I got it. Control to base.
Yes.
Come on, base. Control to base. Hey! Whoa, hold on! Get after him!
Come back! Police! Stop him!
Get back here!
Yeah.
I can't see him. Look over there. Yeah, around there.
What time is it?
1:30 a.m.
What time is sunrise?
5:30.
Ah, in 4 or 5 hours. That's a long time. I don't think I can wait that long.
We'll leave before the sun comes up.
Where will we go?
Aris' house.
Bring those lights closer.
They are close.
Then why is it so dark?
They're dying.
Oh, can't we get more light?
No.
Oh. Well, at least close those windows. It's very cold.
The windows are closed.
Then why am I so cold? The door must be open.
The door's closed as well.
Oh, then where is that draft coming from? I'm very cold. Aren't you cold?
Do you feel dizzy?
No.
Do you feel sick?
No, not at all. I'm fine. Just my head... Oh, feels a bit woozy. Oh, I want to go to sleep. Oh... Remember when we were kids, you would put your head on my shoulder and sleep?
Yes, I remember. Back then, you would sing me a song, and I would drift off to sleep.
What song?
You would sing. My pretty dolly is wearing a red dress.
Mara.
Yes, dear.
Why didn't we like each other much as kids?
Why do you say that? We always loved each other.
Why are you lying? I never wanted to get close to you. I always kept my distance. It was my fault.
Don't be silly.
Actually, the blow took to my head tonight has sobered me. Moral, I really made life difficult for you. I really hurt you. I want you to forgive me. You do forgive me, right? Believe me, it was all out of ignorance. You forgive me, right?
What are you saying? Why are you crying? You big baby.
I wish we could go back and be kids again. I wish we'd never grown up, I'm afraid. I'm afraid, Mara. I'm afraid.
You never cried like this when we were kids. You would scream.
Mother told you that, right?
Yes.
It was all that stupid Merdad's fault. He would always... cheat at every game, the loser. I really don't know why I couldn't cry. I would scream. He would also say, if you play with fire, sometimes you get burnt.
Yes. When I played with the other kids and cried for some reason, he would say that to me.
Can you believe it? He taught that expression, the same one, to Torkan. Can you believe it?
In Farsi?
Yeah, honest. I can't remember what I said. She said, if you play with fire, you might get burnt. Ara said she's dead. She fell from the window, didn't she?
Don't think about it. Do it again. How did she say it?
She said... Just, if you play with fire, you might get burnt. Oh, I want to sleep, Moral. Will you sing me the song?
Which song?
You know. The one that goes... My pretty darling
is wearing a red dress. She's sleeping in a bed made of blue velvet. Mother helps her sleep. She sings. Sanas, what was the rest? Sanas, are you sleeping? Sanas, talk to me. Sanas, say the rest. My pretty doll is... Sanas, mother bought the red dress for me. Sanas, mother bought the red dress. Sanas! Wake up!
Hello.
Hello.
Room 204, please.
Yes. Someone called from Tehran. You're out.
Did they leave a message?
No, they said it was personal.
Thank you. Coming.
I'm sorry, you can't go in. Stand back. You can go in.
Please stand back.
He's with me.
Only you are allowed to enter.
Okay. Hamed, you wait for me here. I'll go see what's happened.
Don't be too long. Come back with news quickly.
Of course.
Please stand over there, sir.
Guard, that gentleman has to come in.
Okay, doctor, right away.
Sir, step inside, please.
Come in, sir.
Thanks.
Listen, Hamed. The body of an Iranian woman is inside. We don't know her, but we think you might.
Marl?
No, don't worry. It's not Marl. I've seen Marl's picture, and so have the police. I'm sure it's not Marl.
چشم بسته جهانم شکل خوابه، عذابه استرابه استرابه روبرو دیواری از من، دیواری از سنگ روبرو دیواری از من، دیواری از سنگ. بگو بیهوده نیست، بگو بیهوده نیست، فاصله آب و سراب، بگو سپیدی کاغذ بیهوده نیست، بگو.
Is that the Aryan residence? Can I speak to him if he's home? Maral Azimi. Everything is over. Sonas is gone. Do you understand? I'm here all alone with a child. With my child.
I need. توی چشم بمیره، بیا تا قصه‌مون پایان نگیره، بذار یادم بیاد خورشید.
That's what Yashar said to Hussein. I want to print two books, one about Islamic politicians and another focusing on their famous quotes. Yes. My uncle will help financially to keep the price down. Perhaps students will be able to purchase it that way. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll send it to you when it's finished. But providing you advertise it for me well. Okay. Goodbye for now. Hello. Can I help you?
Forgive me. I've heard the owner of this place is Iranian. Mr. Hessam Naragibi, is that right?
Yes. I am Sarah, Hessam Naragibi's daughter.
I have to speak to your father.
My father died last winter.
So what do I do now?
You are?
I am Maral Azmi. Mr. Aryan told me to come and see your father.
I know Darisha Aryan very well. He was one of my father's closest friends.
Was?
Don't worry. I have respect for all my father's friends. I'll do whatever I can to help them. What do you want?
I'm tired. Very tired.
Thank you.
Miss Azimi. Miss Azimi. We're here. Which one? This one? Okay, sweetie. This one? Hello.
Hello. Has Hasty been awake very long?
Yes, it's been a while.
What are you doing, honey? Are you eating?
Yeah.
Oh, my darling baby. She's eating yogurt. Why didn't you wake me?
Why should I wake you up? Hasty woke up and came to me herself. We had breakfast together, and now we're having lunch together.
You must forgive me. I haven't slept properly for a while. I lost consciousness.
Right now, you have to take a hot shower to freshen up.
Hasty isn't bothering you?
No, she's a quiet child. No trouble. Do you want to change your clothes?
I do, but I don't have any.
I put my mother's suitcase of clothes in the bathroom. They'll fit you. Take whatever you like from it.
Where'd you go? What are you doing?
Ashar, I'm not the type to turn my back on my friends. Never was and never will be.
Why are you telling me that? I know that.
They don't know that. If they've been arrested, they probably think I sold them out. If they're wandering the streets alone, they probably think I'm a liar who abandoned them. But I swear to God, it wasn't my fault, Ashar. If those two policemen weren't outside the building, I would have gotten them out by now. I wouldn't let them feel lost and penniless and friendless in a strange land.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Two women and a child that are probably wandering the streets of Istanbul hungry and thirsty if they haven't arrested them already.
Your lips are chapped. You look pale. How long since you ate something?
2 days.
Aras, it'll get cold. Won't taste good. Eat it, please.
What do you think you're doing? I'm talking to you, you weirdo.
Calm down. He'll,
he'll give it back to you.
What did you see?
What the hell's wrong with you, man?
Would you have a look at that? Who'd have thought that? What a lovely name the kid has. Hasty.
A man looking for his Hasty. What was the hotel name?
Burn?